This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you've been listening to the show over the past week or so, you know that I sent my parents and my aunt down to Florida to be with our Florida listeners and escape the winter here and kind of enjoy a little bit, warmer weather. Part of that also includes traveling with them to help them get there.
Right.
And then going back to get them and bring them back. And so I figured we'd check in to see how it's been going with the senior spring breakers. If we can get my mom on the phone here, let's see if we can join her. Hi, Mom.
Hello, my son. How are you?
I am good, Mom. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I watched the most beautiful sunrise. It was gorgeous.
Oh.
I'm just sitting here looking at the waves, and it's gorgeous, David.
Yeah, so you're having a nice time.
We're having an absolutely great time, thanks to you.
So, listen, here's my question. A couple of things we need to go over. First of all...
Oh, dear God, what is it?
Yesterday, when I just coincidentally texted Dad from the gym to see how you guys were doing, he said, oh, we're getting ready, going to Publix. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting, because how would you get there? And I said, how? How are you doing that? And he said, oh, I'm going to call an Uber? Question mark? And I went, well, you can't do that. You got to have an app. Was he actually just going to pick up the phone and try and reach Uber on the phone?
Exactly. He was just going to go through his phone and see if there was Uber there, and then he was just going to call Uber, and that was it. We didn't think there was a problem.
Right. So you guys really had no idea how Uber or Lyft or anything worked then?
Not at all. We've never taken it. I don't even know. I've never heard of Lyft before.
Well, you don't even have a phone, Mom.
Well, David, did you have to tell everybody that?
Sorry. Just so people know.
I have no phone. I'm not on social media of any kind.
Right. Yeah, you decided you wanted to stay away from all that.
I'm not sort of in the loop with these things.
Right, right. But so,
I'm going to have to learn how to.
Yes, yes.
Because the whole three of us, your dad, Auntie Anne, me, we haven't a clue. We're still getting lost in the condominium.
It's not that big. That's worrisome.
It's three bedrooms, three baths.
Mm-hmm.
There's corners, there's things to go down, and you think you're going the right way, and then you bump into somebody else. And oh, my God, it has been so funny. We're here over a week.
I know.
We're
and
here
you're
over a week
still,
and we're still getting lost.
That's scary.
It is very scary, love.
I then got you guys. I used my app to get you guys an Uber. So here's
my
question.
God love you, David. Seriously.
I see the Uber. I see he's waiting, this dude, the first guy that picked you guys up. Mom, I was starting to worry. It was like at least like 5 to 10 minutes where he didn't move. Like he was just sitting there, and I thought, is he beating them to death? Are they yelling at him? What's happening? Why did it take so long?
David, this is honestly, he drove the wrong way down the road.
Oh.
We didn't know where we were going, so it wasn't until we passed something that your dad says, oh, no, you're going the wrong way. I walked here one day. And he said, oh, that's okay. Dad, you know, easy going. Turned the car around and sat for a while because the traffic was, you know, the other way. Had to wait for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then he took off.
Oh.
Yeah, and the same yesterday, when this lovely lady, she was so pleasant. She picked us up. No, she was. And her car and everything was just spotless.
Oh, that's nice.
She heard our accents, and she started telling me about her husband's parents were from Cork, County Cork.
Hey,
and right. We talked about all things Irish then.
Lovely. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so she was lovely.
So I also shared the story of our trip together. And how,
oh God.
How stressful that was for me.
Oh, my God. David, honestly, I knew you had this calm exterior but you were just stomach going like crazy inside.
Yes.
Why could you not?
Well, it was me.
Two wheelchairs, how many cases?
Yes. Even though I told you to pack light, you all had two carry-ons. Yep. I had two wheelchairs. No one could help me with the wheelchairs. We had to get through security. Dad lost his passport. You thought you lost your wallet. Aunt Ann thought she lost her passport.
It's a nightmare.
She lost her cane. It was a crazy trip to get to that gate at the airport.
I said, this is the last time our David will ever do this.
So you didn't listen to me, though. You didn't pack light. You packed a lot of stuff, you guys.
Now, David, I thought I'd done very well. It was around the land. She took everything out of her closet. It was. She had to sit on it to close it. Oh, my goodness.
Also want to talk a bit about what happened the first night, you and Aunt Ann with the sleeping pills. So I wake up. I don't know. Have I told you this? I don't even know if I've told you this.
Mom, I don't think you have, no.
There was a piece of ham in the coffee maker. There was a mountain of shredded cheese on the floor.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. David, this is like a bad dream.
Do you know how that happened?
I tried to open the bag of cheese, right? Uh-huh. And it exploded on me. So I knew it was all over the floor. So then with my sleep-deprived mind, I come out and I had the wee brush and all. And it was underneath the wrong part of the counter.
It was on the other side.
Oh, my God, I didn't spill anything. What am I talking
about? You didn't realize it spilled on the other side of the island.
No, I see. That's how far gone we all are.
And how about the ham and the coffee maker? Any idea?
David, that is... That's strange. It could have been me, but why would I do it? I do things and it's terrible. Ham in the coffee maker. Well, the ham was lovely, David. Maybe I thought having ham and it would make it nicer. I don't know. I'm not responsible for my actions at the moment.
No, but you guys, have you been out? Have you been able to, like, you know, go to the beach and do that kind of stuff?
Well, the weather hasn't been that great, but I'm just happy looking, just sitting here and looking out at the most gorgeous Atlantic Ocean, and you know, we still have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I say, we went shopping yesterday. It was 4 hours later, and I was ready for collapsing.
So wait, I think Dad tried to explain this to me. You went to Publix, you went to the grocery store, but you had to take time because Dad found out the prime rib special started at 4 p.m.
Oh, my God.
So you guys had to stall?
For a prime rib special at 4 a.m.
4 p.m.
This was like at 1:30, 1 o'clock.
So wait, at 1:30 you're at the grocery store. You're going to have to kill time there until 4 till Dad gets his prime rib special.
Do you know how your dad is going through grocery store? What do you need? I'll go up here, you go down there. He doesn't want to spend any time walking up and down the aisles. He doesn't have the patience for it.
Right.
He was saying to me, yes, just go up and down the aisles nice and slow. That's it. Just go on up and you never know what you'll find. And I go, what is going on here? And Auntie Anne, you know her, David, she is shopping mad.
Yes.
Like, even in the course, she was so glad to get out of the condo and do some shopping.
Yes.
And we like, I have no idea. She filled her basket. I filled mine. It was over $200.
Wow. I just ordered you groceries on Saturday.
I know I know, love.
Your dad made her shop for 3 hours.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. It was his fault. Put the blame where it deserves to be. And you know the worst thing, David? We went down the international line. I should say.
Uh-huh.
And they had, you know, the raspberry ruffles.
They had all the Irish the goodies.
Stuff.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so we spent quite a bit of time there.
You got all the goodies from back home in Ireland.
We got, yes, custard creams and all kinds of things.
All right. Well, at least you got, were able to stock up then.
And then, obviously, Mr. Hunter got his prime rib at 4:30.
No, he didn't, because I couldn't stand it 1 minute longer. I swear. He had a cheek to say to me, "Did you forget to take your hoppy pill today?"
Those are fighting words.
Yeah, you wanted a prime rib.
I said, if I had hoppy pills, I would have been stirring the menu or tea the last few weeks.
Oh, God. Jesus. All right, let's not start a domestic. Stir them in your tea.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Oh, gee, but there's not a smart one among us.
I even had to order my dad Irish whiskey through the booze delivery service.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect. Yes. And get it delivered for them.
Oh, he must be having
and
a great time.
And he thought that a wee hot whiskey would do him the world of good, because, you know, he wasn't feeling well, uh-huh. And he had this chest cough.
Yeah.
And like six hot whiskeys later.
Did it help? No.
And he's, oh, well, he felt really great. He doesn't get the medicinal part of it, you know?
Right. Right.
Yes.
He skips over that.
Yeah.
He skips over that.
Yeah.
And, Mom, you know, I know that you got yourself a lot of books and stuff to read down there on your Kindle. We've talked about it on the show several times. Are you still into
David,
the...
Oh, David, don't tell me you've been reading my dirty books.
No, I haven't been reading them, but I've been reading the titles of them.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Mom,
yes, I worried a lot about that at first, and then I said, look, you know what?
Yeah, who cares?
I'm going to read these books. And the hell with it. They
for
bring
you.
Me joy. They bring me joy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I've learned so many things.
Oh.
Which I'm now trying to fill Auntie Anne in, and she's shocked.
Oh my God. You're sharing the details of the dirty books?
Yeah, they do. All those things.
She hasn't a clue.
I want to hear that conversation.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. My mom telling my aunt. Okay, can you give what kind of thing? But remember, you're on the radio. What kind of thing do they do?
Like,
what are you telling Aunt Anne about?
Oh, dear, David, I've told her a lot of things. I don't think I could say them over the air.
A lot of bondage
stuff.
I'll
tell you one thing.
Okay.
She didn't know that females shaved their yahoos.
She didn't know they shaved their yahoos.
She did not.
Oh,
didn't know
she didn't. She didn't know females shaved their yahoos?
No. And she was shocked to death that they done it to their bums as well.
Oh, my God, my God, my God! No! Stop it!
Yes. Yes, David,
it's shocking,
to sort of fill her in and educate her on those things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know.
No.
She didn't know.
Oh, God. So I know way too much about my aunt now. That is unfortunate.
Well,
David,
like
she'll probably tell me
Brazilians.
When she wakens up, you know what she's like. She's a holy terror with her temper and all.
Yeah.
Her. But she's my best friend.
Yes.
So you
share butt shaving with her.
Well, I mean, that'll, you know, liven her up.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
my
goes, God. But why? Why would it do that? Like, oh, and that's the grooming and all, you know, men and all do it. Oh, no way. No way. Men do it. So I had to explain it to her.
She'd never heard of, like, manscaping or anything?
No. I said, have you been locked up somewhere hidden in a cave?
Oh, wow. That's the, like, least dirty thing I think you could tell her about.
Oh, yeah. Listen. I've told her things, let me tell you.
Shocked and stunned. Okay, what else have you learned from your dirty books that you've shared with Aunt Anne? Remember, we're on the radio. You got to be, like, a radio-friendly version of it.
That's what I mean. How can I say the
thing? You can use different words. like Yahoo
okay,
or whatever you call it.
See. If I said, I have to say it, right?
Yeah.
Anal.
Oh, God! Oh, that's not another word! That's the word!
That isn't the other word.
Oh, my God!
But you can say that.
She didn't say what is happening.
Right, right.
She didn't say what's happening.
I couldn't think of that was right there on the end of my brain, and I had to, I didn't know what other words to use.
Oh, my God,
so that shocked her, too. I don't know where, I swear to you, but I don't know where she's been living. You see, she watches all the, you know, like The Young and the Restless and all.
Right, you're a bit more advanced.
I'm busy reading and catching up and everything.
Mm-hmm. So hers is a more idealized, romanticized version, where yours is gritty and dirty.
Down and dirty.
It is. What a...
Okay, Mom, be truthful with me here. I got it. I want to ask this.
What?
Did you know about that stuff before you read it in your books?
Did I know about it? I knew some things, yes, of course.
Yeah.
I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of young people, you know, who had no problem talking about their sex life. And,
right.
You know, doing whatever and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, like, I can't imagine starting telling people that, but, you know.
Yeah, but if someone's going to tell it, you might as well listen.
Education for me, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You learned a lot. So you obviously don't listen to our show too often, because you would have learned a lot more.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I listened to it one day and it was like the most disgusting thing.
Yes.
It is.
I mean, this guy had phoned in. You just said, where is the most strangest place you'd like to have sex?
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to go on with this?
Well, what happened?
Where did he say?
He said he'd like to be sitting on the toilet taking a dump.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And his girlfriend, Nye, come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
That's called
a That was terrible.
That's called a blumpkin.
Yeah, it's a blumpkin.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's
like
a word for it.
Like a pumpkin.
There's a word.
But it's B-L, blumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'll remember that name, the tail on.
Yes, tell Anne. You blow her mind.
Tell
my sweet aunt's mind.
You have to.
She'll blow a fuse. We watched the Joker the other night.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Oh, my God, she was terrified to go to bed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was scared stiff. But it was disturbing, like
it was disturbing a little bit, but
I felt bad for him too.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, he has like a mental illness, and it was just
sad.
Yeah, such a good actor. Have you guys rented any other movies there?
Well, we've got a lot to line up. We want to watch David Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's a good one. You'll love it.
We get a wee peek at Brad Pitt when he takes his shirt off.
Yes.
The roof.
Okay.
There you go.
He's fixing the antenna. We watch a bit of it on the plane coming over, and then we were here before it. While I was telling Auntie Anne how to turn it on and how to get the picture.
Right.
That was half over.
So you like Brad? Oh. You like Brad Pitt?
Well, in some things I like him.
Right.
But he was good looking in this movie.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down.
Whereas my used to be boyfriend Leo.
Mine too.
He's gotten old, you know. He's not good.
Yeah, are you really ripping on Leonardo DiCaprio right now?
Lisa could have a tea
not
party.
Not really.
With you.
I mean, he was great in the part two, you know.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Dalton.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really
good. But, I mean, I did love him passionately after, like, Titanic and everything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, I watched it until I broke the VCR, you know? What do you think it was in the VCR? What was that? The old one.
The VHS tape.
Yeah.
VHS
tapes.
Cried every time.
Sure.
Every time I cried my eyeballs out, David.
Oh,
but you know what I'm like. And you know what Auntie Anne's like? She was crying last night watching CNN. Oh, some guy was being interviewed, and she was crying her eyes out because his wife was one of the ones that died on the helicopter.
Yeah.
It was really sad interview.
Yep. Yeah. Way to bring it down, Mom.
Yeah. Way to bring it down. Well, the news will make you sad.
Way to depress us.
Yeah, the news is sad.
The news,
sad.
The news is the saddest thing there is.
Yep. Yep. Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are having a good time. Can I ask you, some people are asking what the current books you're reading are.
Oh,
like, can you give us, like,
oh,
are you into
a... Oh, my God, I'm almost at the finish of this one, I have to tell you. It is so good. The guy is gorgeous in it, but he's a real, you know, a real jerk.
Yeah.
And let me see.
Do you remember what it's called?
There he is. I'm looking at it.
Oh, God.
Devious Lies by Parker S. Huntington.
Devious Lies by Parker S. Huntington.
Devious Lies.
Devious Lies.
You have to give the author credit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
And, it's been a bit racy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I want to. I'm dying. It's 86% so far. I'm along. I'm reading all kinds of stuff. There's like a mountain of books. They're all writing the same kind of books about one author wrote a book about this, you know, these three kings of the school, you know, money people, and they had this girl that they torture, and in the end up,
Jesus,
you know,
man,
all
Jesus.
With her, you know.
Oh my God.
Type reverse harem book.
So you're reading books about foursomes?
Yeah, some.
And fivesomes.
Alright, come on.
It was. She was on the bus with these guys out of a band.
Oh yeah.
And every single one of them.
Yep.
She loved them, and she
Mom, that's called a whore, right? That's just what that is, a band whore.
Yeah. Well, David, you know, let's not judge people.
See, where did you learn everything from?
Well, Mom, come on, these guys make fun of me because I use, like, whore and stuff, but, like, that's how people talk in Ireland, right? That's how,
oh, my
like,
God, they, even if to their best friend, they say, oh, you little whore, they say whore.
Oh,
not whore.
A common word.
Whore.
I don't need to say it like that.
Yeah. But that's like, it's just like another word. It's like a term of affection, almost.
Exactly. Right. And then the other word.
We can't say that.
No.
The word that rhymes with runt?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. David. It's used as another word. It's not shocking. You hear old people saying it.
Right.
yeah. Everybody, they it's like a term of endearment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they'll say to their friends and all, you know, the word.
Yes, the word.
Yes. Oh, you lovely wee this.
Yes, okay.
All right.
All right. It's true.
Yeah.
We're like the only country that, like, freaked out by it.
Yeah, no, that's why it's hard for people, because I was born in Ireland and I grew up with you guys. That just is normal. You guys don't really talk like that too much around me, but all my cousins and everyone.
No, we don't say that word.
No. But I grew up with it, and so it didn't seem like that taboo. So whore is just another word for me.
Yeah.
I see the guy from Devious Lies. He is really good looking.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I knew you'd agree with me.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, can I ask you? I'm just looking at some of your book orders here.
Oh, dear God.
Bite Me, Bitten Book One.
Vampires.
Are you into vampire porn?
Well, David, I'm not really into those books. But if I think, if I read, you know, the little blurb, I go, I'll give it a try.
Right.
You know, you pay for me to be on this Prime, whatever.
Might as well take advantage.
You know, I get all these books, you know, no charge. No charge to me, maybe to you, but I don't pay anything. But David, when you bought me that Kindle, you opened me up to a whole new world.
It was you, Dave.
Oh, so it's me. I can only blame myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Well, you have to take some of the blame.
Yes. Is there
especially
a certain
you, your mother.
Type that you like the most? Like, is it like, I don't even want to know, but is there
the powerful man that isn't very nice.
The bad boy.
The bad boy.
At the beginning.
Right.
Then he turns nice.
And then, yes,
they fall in love.
Turns out that he's a heart of gold, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they end up, you know, in the swimming pool while it's raining, and they're naked and they're doing things, and everyday things like
just
that.
Everyday things. Yeah.
Has there been anything else that's blown your mind that we, Linda, had no idea this happened in the world?
Oh, David, my mind has been blown so many times. I tell you, I've had to take a nerve pill to calm me down a little bit, you know?
You get too hot and bothered? What?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Like what? Give us one example.
Oh, my God. David.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
How can I do this? I mean, no, this is something. No, people would be thinking I'm a... What am I? Sex machine? I don't know.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I mean, this is something that I didn't know existed in the world.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Maybe
right.
It's just in the book world.
What is it?
It is. Now, you asked for it, so I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know I love you, so don't hold it against me.
Oh, no.
Two guys.
The same time?
With a woman.
Yeah.
At the same time. In the same place, if you know what I'm
getting. Oh, my God! The DP! She's on a DP!
Yeah, but in the same.
In the same.
Yeah, two in the same.
Two in the same. Two in the front.
Parking two cars in the one car garage.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Who said that?
James.
James, you understand these things.
100%, yeah. I know all about the DP.
Okay.
All
right.
He does.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I need to know, just to catch people up, what was the first book that sort of led you down? Was it the Twilight series? That
never
did this?
Wasn't into the Twilight series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. You're bad.
When I was young, many moons ago, somebody in our, whether my dad had brought it in or my mom, I don't know who, but I found a copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't even know about that, but that was the first thing that came out that spoke of things that was never spoken of.
Right.
You know, not in our house, not in anybody's house. So I used to sneak in after school and go up and read a couple of chapters. Oh, I was well pleased. So
okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Well pleased is not what I want to hear. I've always had
an open mind about those things.
Yes, Mom.
That's amazing.
Great love. I've shocked you. You've told me, Mom. TMI. Yeah. No, I don't know anymore. I'm stop right there.
Yes. Yes. Lots of surprises in Wee David's life.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, David, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You have seriously changed our lives. I mean, we're down here. Oh, it's absolutely beautiful today.
Oh.
And,
good.
You know.
You're right. No, nothing.
She's hearing the Beach Boys.
That's the Beach Boys.
That's we'll stop there.
Yeah, but your dad just said to me, you've had one love, me. One love, me.
Oh, your dad's chirping in the background.
Your dad's chirping in the background.
I don't want to get him too jealous, you know.
I'm sure he's benefited.
Walk back into bed.
Yeah.
me first. One love, you me.
Okay. I'm sure he's benefited.
I don't know what's happening. But listen, Mom, we thank you for taking the time to speak to us. And
love it. Was funny. I enjoyed it.
Well,
I enjoyed it. I hope it didn't shock you too much.
Well, a little bit. A little bit with the DP and the anal, but outside of that,
nothing.
I'm just reading about it.
I'm not actually, you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. You're going to blow Aunt Anne's wee mind when she wakes up today.
The Blumpkin.
You got to tell her about that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I will. I hope I remember that. Write it down.
No, I'm not reminding you. Don't ask me ever again.
Send her a text.
Yeah.
I don't even think I told her that. That story, so I may have to tell her that story.
Oh God, no! She'll think poorly of me.
No,
right now she likes me. Don't jade her opinion of me.
Likes you? She loves you like a son.
Oh, that's right. See,
she really does.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great time. Please be careful. Please reach out whenever you need something. Don't go with strangers.
Honey, I'll do my best, but I can't promise anything.
She's a wild card.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Auntie Anne, you have to talk, she would talk to the devil himself. She would, like, honestly, she had this conversation with the girl at the checkout, found out where her boyfriend lived, what part of Ireland he lived in, and, you know, asks all probing questions.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, oh, that was a lovely week, girl. She was so nice telling me all this.
So
really.
Good. All right. Well, you give her a little education later, and then I will. We'll chat later in the week. And then
listen, I love you so much, and I thank you for everything you've done for us, David. It was way, way above and beyond.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Anything, really.
All right.
We appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I know you're getting embarrassed.
Yes,
but
I am. Yes, I am. All right.
I'll see you.
See you next weekend.
A week and a half.
Yes.
Yep.
We'll be,
I can't wait.
This time I'll have help. Amber will be there to help me wrangle you guys up.
Help Amber. She's not going to be able to push us.
We'll figure it out. Figure it out. It'll all work out. All right. Well, you guys be safe and have fun the rest of your time there.
Thanks, love.
All right, I'll talk to you later in the week.
Bye.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun.
All right, there we go. There's my mom live in Florida.
Oh, she's great.
That was roller coaster.
She is killing it down there.
Yeah.
She's one of the funniest people, like ever. Just not trying to be funny.
That's how she naturally is.
Funniest people.
Yeah.
Like, she's quick.
Yeah.
You just like sit and wait.
No, when she was going to tell us that one thing,
man,
oh my God, my heart was, if you had taken my heartbeat, I just would have been through the roof.
How do I put this?
Anal.
Like, that's like one of my favorite things.
That's how she edited it.
Because I don't know if I can say, oh, well, you're asking me fine, then I guess I'd have to say anal, David.
Oh, I just love that your Auntie Anne getting her mind blown constantly.
Oh my God.
She didn't know about grooming?
No,
she didn't know.
It's crazy.
No. They're shaving their bums.
Why would they do that?
Why would they shave their bums?
She called the men do it. She's like, well, why would they even think about it?
This is the thing, though, but you know what your mom has read. You know what your mom has read. So there's a follow up to that where she's like,
why do the gays do it? Because the ladies kiss them on their bums.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to see a YouTube series where she
tells
Auntie Anne about all these things. Like,
it would be a huge hit.
Like, we know that Anne's going to wake up today and learn about the plumbing.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to know. Yes. My poor wee Aunt Anne. It's going to blow her 78-year-old mind.
Yep. She's like, put some ham in the coffee pot and I got something to tell you.
You better sit down.
I love that your mom has read stuff and then had to go take nerve pills. Yeah.
That's I'm going to tell you about a Blumpkin today.
It's a wee tale of a Blumpkin.
It's a pill. It's a nerve pill.
Annie, come sit right there. I made you a wee cup of tea. And we're going to talk.
I'll tell you what. Lisa would have the time of her life at a tea party with Aunt Anne.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Dave's mom.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's something else. But I'm glad they're alive. they're doing okay down there. And
so funny.
But let's hope the next little week and a half goes all right. No more cheese in the air. And
they're having some fun.
Purple pills and God knows what else.
I love that she went and got the broom, came back in and was like, what cheese?
There's no cheese. I'm losing my mind.
There's no cheese.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
First, though, we are going to Tennessee. Lebanon, Tennessee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wilson County Sheriff Robert Ryan says he's never seen anything like this.
I never even imagined it.
Wow.
Because a dude just lit up a joint while in court.
Right in the courtroom.
Right in the courtroom.
Wow. Wow.
Here's the story on that from News Channel 5. Take a listen.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed. Something happened no one expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston at the podium talking with Judge Haywood Berry. They are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possession charge of marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
And then
oh,
Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and starts smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this. It's very bizarre. Like
watch again as Boston pulls out the joint and lights it. Court officers
Tennessee
immediately converge on him, and Boston then being led away
he's
facing
just
the packed
a weed
crowd
guy.
Says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana.
I think he knew.
Can you imagine what he sounded like, too?
Oh, man. He looks like the lead singer of Blind Melon. I mean, rest in peace.
He does. Yeah. He looks like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
He does. I am the Tennessee reincarnated Blind Melon singer. And I'm here to smoke weed.
All right, back to the story. Yeah.
What he was doing before he came to court yesterday morning, and you can tell by the video with him walking up to the podium and the things that he was going to say, and then him reaching into his pocket to pull out a joint.
Boston appears to have gotten his message across, and while the courtroom ended up smelling like pot, no one was hurt. But deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court. Now Boston has landed in more trouble. For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court, and yes, he has a second simple possession charge. In Wilson County, Nick Barris, News Channel 5.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there ain't no jury here, sir.
Yeah.
I was looking at the reactions of everyone else in the courtroom. They were like, is he really?
That was a Tennessee reaction.
They couldn't really figure out what was happening.
You got to be a little worried when you're going in front of a judge named Haywood.
Oh, Haywood's gonna. I think
you gotta be worried
away.
Going for any Tennessee judge.
Is that that same news guy that we watched before that he's like, please get me out of Tennessee?
No,
it's different guy. Different guy.
This guy's like, I have
a black guy.
Apparently,
they all want to get out.
Well, you gotta get out of.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. You're working your way out of Tennessee, right? I don't know if the goal is to be on Tennessee TV.
That screenshot right there, lit into his eyes, he's just like,
yeah, if you like, help me.
Looks like he's blinking
in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Please, Jesus.
Good
God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here's a question for you. Has technology ever helped you bust someone cheating, or has technology busted you cheating? If you can chime in with a quick story, the number is 1-855-954-6969.
Quick.
Toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969, because there's two stories that have made some headlines over the past little while of this happening, where technology has helped someone bust someone cheating. There is a reporter for the NFL Network and CBS Sports, Jane Slater.
Okay.
She's out of Dallas. She recently tweeted about the incredible way she caught her ex-boyfriend cheating. She said, "My ex got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. It was great. And we synced up so we could motivate each other. Didn't hate it until at 4 a.m. one day."
Oh, boy.
"His physical activity levels were spiking on the app."
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
That's right. She caught her ex cheating because his Fitbit was tracking him getting it on with someone else in the middle of the night. He was still wearing his Fitbit when he had sex cheating on his girlfriend.
Who is this girl? Before.
I'm looking her up here.
Those Fitbits busting people.
Slater.
Yeah, it's just so crazy to...
That's her.
She's cutie.
Well, she's on the NFL Network on TV.
Yeah. Jesus. So, yeah, that's just like... She was just with an Uber douche.
I wonder who her ex was.
I'm sure he was a piece of work.
Yeah.
I wonder if she... If it comes up here.
It was one of the things when you started doing it, like ex...
Ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that him?
I guess.
Jeez.
I wonder if she... Maybe she doesn't name him for fear
that... She might not.
Right. For fear that it...
she could get sued or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was something else, like a Fitbit had busted people. Like, people sync up those apps. And, you know? If you're banging...
But that's so dumb on so many levels. One, I guess maybe you forget you've synced it up with your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Right? I get that. Mm-hmm. But then you keep it on?
Yeah.
Listen, I wear an Apple Watch, but I don't wear it when I bang.
You should.
Maybe
why are you going to let that activity? You know, you want to.
I don't know. Just to wear it, just to be wearing a watch.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd never wear a Fitbit.
No,
but I'm not very fit.
I did for a while, and you could tell when I.
It would spike when you pleasured yourself, right?
Yes. It reads your heart rate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, my heart's a pumping when I'm a pumping.
Fitbit actually for me it measured its motion. Which is why it looked like I would run a marathon for about...
Oh, so you're... Yeah, I don't want to do the action.
Any kind of motion. Right. Like, it was like a footstep. You know, like it would... One, two... Like a swinging of an arm.
I thought you were just like...
Yeah, like I was flying.
You took off like the Flash.
I gotta be honest, that was real fast.
Okay. I was moving.
So for this guy, it was just his heart rate.
Must have.
Yeah. Right? Like it got... Yeah. Like, well, what are you doing? What kind of activities are you up to?
He must have been a real dummy, too, though, to, like, not, you know, like, he couldn't recover from that. I guess it all depends, like, where you are.
The time of day, I think, is what really...
Yeah, 4 a.m.
We're dealing with a guy that's cheating on an NFL TV reporter.
Yeah.
Who's attractive.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, he's got a different life, right?
His life is just...
Yeah, he's having sex with lots of ladies.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just as super douchey as it can be.
Yeah. Yep.
We're talking about how technology may have busted you cheating, or you were able to bust someone cheating. Someone said my buddy was cheating on his fiance. He was texting the side chick dong pics. Didn't realize it was synced to his iPad. His fiance busted him while she was playing a game on his iPad.
Jeez,
in real time. So as he's texting, it's coming up on her.
What's this?
Holy smokes. Heaven's with us. You got busted cheating because of technology.
I sure did.
Well, how did that work out?
Actually, there's a location on your iPhone that is like way deep in your settings that when that first came out, I didn't know about. So when he asked, let me see your phone. I said, okay. I handed it over. There was no evidence or anything on it, except when he went deeper into the location, you could see exactly where I was at exactly what time.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people, I mean, everyone has location apps. You can turn it off, right?
Yeah.
Most people don't even realize that.
But there is some, like,
Snapchat busts a lot of people like that.
Well, Snapchat will show you locations.
It'll show you where somebody's at.
Yeah, it will. In real time.
But also, there was that thing that was online. You could go in and it would show you like everywhere you've been for the last year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Was that through Google?
I thought it was through Google.
Yeah.
But it was use your phone. So it was like you didn't even really.
No.
Yeah.
You had no idea
yes
it was
to it
doing
or whatever.
It.
You just, because you're using the Google thing or whatever it was, whatever app it was, you just signed up for it. And then you'd be like, oh, like you, man, you really drove across the state a lot.
Look at you.
Look at you go. You know? And it would even like show you right down to the address.
Yeah.
Talking about how technology is busting cheaters these days, someone said it got a new car, Jaguar. A big instrument screen in the middle connects to the phone, displayed an incoming text, and the girlfriend was sitting right there.
Well,
That was awkward. So when I plug my phone in, like a lot of people, the Apple CarPlay or whatever, it do the same thing. You can have her read the text. So there's certain people I won't do it if the kids are in the car. Like if you texted me, Chuck, God knows what Chuck's going to say. You know, there could be swear words. There could be.
Yeah, you got to turn that off.
Picture of a man.
Well, it doesn't display pictures, but it just reads out loud what someone has said. But even like it'll tell you like laughy face, smiley face. You know, reads the emojis that are in there. Chris,
hi, how are you?
Good. So, were you busted with technology, or did you bust someone using technology?
I stopped myself from getting busted with technology.
Oh, okay. So, how did that play out?
Okay, so my ex got me a Fitbit to track my progress. I was walking every day 4 or 5 miles trying to, you know, get back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met another guy along the process of this, and I had to secretly see him in the mornings. So I wouldn't get busted, we had to put my Fitbit in the dryer. And it would rotate in the dryer, and as it was rotating the dryer, it would start tracking the miles I was walking, except I wasn't really walking. So when I got home at night, he would say, "Hey, hon, how many miles did you walk?" And I'd say, "Oh, here's my Fitbit. You can take a look."
Mm. So you weren't walking, you were banging.
I was banging, but I had to put the Fitbit in the dryer to prove it.
How long did you keep that up for?
Oh, God. A month and a half, 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Women will come up with savvy ways.
I know, right? That I wouldn't even think of putting my Fitbit in the dryer. Mind.
Well, what I did was I put the Fitbit on the ceiling fan, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, because I was trying to set a record for the most, like, mileage, like, most activity ever done in a day. And I was like, well, forget this. I'm putting it on this and putting it on high.
Yeah.
And it sort of worked. Like, it didn't set any records, but it was a tremendously high amount.
Chris, how did it end up for you guys?
I ended up dumping my ex and getting with the new guy.
You
could have done that a long time ago. Yeah. Instead of saving yourself all that dryer stuff.
Yeah.
But,
whatever. You never know how stuff's going to go, I guess.
It is hard to ask cheaters to call in and not be like, "Why are you a scumbag?"
Yeah, I know. You never know what's going on. That other guy could be a douche, right?
Everyone's a douche, usually.
Yeah, everybody's a douche.
How did technology bust you cheating, or how did you use technology to cheat, I guess, like she did? Someone said a buddy of mine was caught cheating using Snapchat, like we just talked about. Mm-hmm. He forgot that his location was on, and his girlfriend saw that he was at another girl's house, so she actually drove there and waited for him to leave so she could confront him right in front of that other girl's house.
Oh, boy.
Imagine opening the door. Yeah. Hey, babe.
Thanks for the sex, paramour.
Thanks for the sex, paramour. Guy I worked with, someone said, was bragging to his buddies about getting a BJ at a massage parlor. Didn't realize his wife was seeing the text through the Apple iCloud. GCP. Watch that cloud. You do.
It just shocks me, the stuff that like people will brag about. Like, you're bragging that you got a BJ at a massage place?
Yeah, that's not something to brag about.
You know?
Someone says, by the way, what we were talking about earlier, if you connect your Google account to your phone, it does track your locations with Google Timeline. It's a setting deep in the account. You got to go deep in there to turn that off.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because as long as you're up to no good, or like not up to no good, it's a very cool feature, I think. Like, you go back and you're like, man, where did I go this year? Like, what have I done? You know, like, and you look and it's like, that's really cool. Like, I went to that place and I traveled over there. And then, but if you're doing bad stuff, it's a dead giveaway.
Sure.
You know,
This person said, I had an ex that would send me nude photos and weird texts that I didn't feel like they were for me. Then I came home and she'd be on the computer clicking to shut it down. She had installed AIM and Yahoo Messenger. Well, I installed a keystroke app
and
caught her texting 3 different guys and planning to bang one that weekend on a so-called girl trip.
Was this in 1995?
It must have been, right? Yeah. AIM and Yahoo Messenger?
Jesus.
Oh my.
It seems that you are an ultra whore.
She was one of the early ultra whores.
one of the forefront.
Using AIM and Yahoo Messenger.
My word. You can use the internet to cheat. Checkers.
This not so much cheating, but someone said former employee computer history search. He signed into Google so we could see what he was watching on his home computer at work. They could see what he was looking at home because he signed in to his work account.
Well, because people will sync up all their accounts, right?
Right.
Like you can go into Google and sync it up. So if you sign in, you know, so like YouTube can tell what you're, you know, videos that you watch, like where you left off, you can watch it at work, you can watch it, you know. Gotta know what you're doing.
You do.
Yeah, absolutely you do, especially if you're a cheater. Voice-changing technology, let's go to this Anonymous in Boston. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way. Talking about how technology is busting cheaters these days, was it you that got busted?
I did.
What happened?
So I was texting this girl and, you know, got some flirtatious messages going on. And I fall asleep because I work early mornings. And my wife unlocks my phone with my face in the middle of the night. Somehow, I don't know how that
she
works.
She was like, open his eyes up.
Yeah. So she goes through all my messages and I get woken up at like 2 a.m., she's like, what the heck is this? What are you doing? I said, you know, that's nothing. That's, you know, that's just me being nice, you know. Don't worry about it.
Being nice.
Well, just being a sweetie. You know me. That's why you married me.
Yeah, you know, good morning, sweetheart. How you doing today? Oh, whatever. It's just me being nice. Well, needless to say, she went through the pics. There were some nudie pics in there, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow.
Watch when you're sleeping. If you're cheating, watch when you're sleeping.
That's funny. Wow. She used his face.
You'd have to open the person's eyes, right? Like, if I tried to do this right now.
I wonder how old the phone was.
Oh, it opened on mine. I closed my eyes.
Yeah, because I never set mine up on mine.
Yeah, I have it on mine.
You don't use any of the new stuff.
I set it up. It makes things so much easier.
I just have a...
Oh, yeah. It will unlock with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
I thought that there was a way it could tell if you were dead or not.
Well, maybe my face was moving a bit. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
It's crazy to want to open when you're dead, to open your phone.
Whoa.
Your dead face.
You wouldn't want it. What if I needed something that was on your phone?
That was very disturbing.
She was like, wait, you could open your phone with your dead face.
I think other people are trying to open people's phones with their dead face and like erase everything that's on there. And
it's dark.
That was dark.
It did get dark.
Elena's in Boston. Hi, Elena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Talking about how technology is busting cheaters.
So my friend, one of my coworkers. Her boyfriend or husband had gotten her a Furbo camera, like for her birthday or whatever, which is the dog cam.
Yeah.
And you can like watch your dogs from work and everything like that. So she heard her dogs barking one day, and whenever her dogs bark or whatever, she goes on and checks to see what's happening, and it was her husband with another guy.
Oh.
I meant, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. So she
was our dogs barking.
Somebody wants a bone.
Exactly. But you can talk through it too.
Oh, did she say something to him?
Yeah.
Get that out of your mouth. Drop it. Bad boy. Oh, wow. Yeah,
starts throwing treats at him.
Drop it. Put the ball down.
The balls. Get those balls out of your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
What a shocker.
That is a shocker.
Yeah, but
he bought it. He's a maroon.
Yeah, he forgot all about it, right? What can you do?
Cheetah's going to cheat. Cheetah's going to forget.
The dog's just like...
Who's that fella?
My dad's crazy.
Someone said YouTube did me this service. My ex made a hidden video on her personal YouTube of her blasting herself on camera.
On YouTube?
On YouTube? Yeah. What an odd place.
Doesn't know how that works.
She gave me her login so I could log in and watch it.
Oh.
She also used this account to post dance videos of herself, that kind of thing. Well, one day I noticed one specific account was always commenting, and the screen name was relative to something she liked. I was able to find out the email address for that account, typed it in with the same password for the other account. Bam, I was in. Took a look around. There it was. The same video, but for a different guy. When I confronted her, she came clean about cheating with a guy from her school.
Neat.
You're a cheater and you gave your guy your password?
That's
y'all dumb.
Yeah, y'all so stupid.
Again, I can't support cheating, but come on.
Y'all so
stupid. Well, I think a lot of times what happens is someone doesn't really want to leave the other person.
That's so selfish.
It is. You know what I mean? Like, they want to get action on the side.
Usually don't share the same videos. That's crazy.
I think in this day and age, people are sharing the same. They take, like, these look like great. This is a great photo of all my parts.
That's the best dog pic I've ever taken.
That's the one that gets sent to everybody.
I get worried about that. Like, if you get something, then you're like, when was that recorded? Was that for the last five guys or what?
I'm sure it is.
Is that one of your greatest hits?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeremy next. Jeremy, how did technology bust cheaters is what we're talking about.
Yes, last year I was dating a substitute teacher, and she got into an accident with her car. And I said, fine, I got a brand new Cadillac. Take it, use it, drive around. Well, Cadillac has wonderful apps that not only track and log where your vehicle are going, the Cadillac Q saves your text messages. And come to find out, when I got my car back to go get the oil changed, you know, she was a prostitute.
Oh, damn.
A substitute prostitute?
She was teaching at a Catholic girls' school while she was doing this.
Oh, wow.
She does things with toot. A prostitute.
I am full-time tooting.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Prostitute.
That is crazy. I mean, cheating's bad enough.
Institute.
Yeah, I'm going to think of some more toots. Yeah. I only got two that are complete opposite toots.
Yeah, oh my God.
Those are complete opposite toots.
I don't know what more toots.
When I ain't being a substitute, I'm a prostitute.
It's so funny. You can legitimately find out words that end in toot.
You can. Prostitute, constitute, substitute.
Constitute.
Institute.
I got a re-institute. Reinstitute.
Yeah, there's really, those are the only
that's
two
it.
Words
it
applies
yeah,
for.
That's all you
those
got.
Are the only two toots you can do besides tooting.
Right, there's only nine of them.
I only do jobs that end in toot.
Listen.
That sucks. That's terrible.
I am destitute.
You're the two toots?
Yeah.
Two toots.
I'm a destitute, substitute, prostitute at the institute. Better reinstitute.
Yeah. She could work at the institute, yeah, but that's about it.
I can't. Those words are going to be so weird to me for the next year now.
Yeah, they will.
Next year.
Yeah. Travis. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Technology busted you cheating.
Yes, it did. I had cheated in a previous relationship, and then I posted something similar to the question you guys are asking today on Reddit, and about 3 years later, something came up on Reddit, and she had asked to have access to my profile. I gave it to her, and she went through all my previous old postings from like 3 years ago and found out that I cheated on her.
Nice.
You can't. I mean, yeah.
Oh, no.
If you're on Reddit. If you're talking about your cheating online, you got to just lock that all those things down.
Nobody talk your about you cheating online. What are you doing?
Right.
An Instagram model, too, says she caught her boyfriend cheating because she spotted a booty selfie on his Apple Watch. He was washing his truck outside.
Booty selfie.
Technology's hilarious. Oh, that's an app. Oh, God.
When would you ever think, in the past, in the future, you'll be able to have an ass on your wrist?
Yeah, right.
You never would have thought.
I've always dreamt about it. Dreams do come true.
Yeah.
Jesus, calculator watch is pretty sweet, but... One day, maybe they'll have asses on here.
Now, this girl obviously highly filtered, but he's cheating on her, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. But
that's
what
happens.
Yeah. That's
though.
It. But yeah, that chick is just
hot.
So annoying.
That date hot people. That's why you need one ugly one in the bunch.
Yeah,
yeah. That she's dating a hot guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And plus, she's just a girl. I mean, she's still
does the same type of stuff as every other girl. Like, she's bitching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, do this and do that, and you got to come do this. I mean, it's someone, even the prettiest girl that you could see, someone's sick of her.
Yeah, you're right.
That's,
and we've said that many times.
Yep.
So I guess she said his Apple Watch was buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. I got curious because I saw a small square that looked like a picture.
He just throws his watch out the window. Go! Something happened there. I don't know what that was.
When I got close, I discovered it was a picture of an ass. And then she found out he'd been messaging a girlfriend of several months, side chicks, his ex. Prostitutes, like he was getting with everyone. Yeah.
He's like collecting them like Pokemon.
You gotta remember that weather chick from whatever country she's in, where she just turns and shows her butt.
Yeah.
There's like a million videos
she got
of her.
Cheated on, right?
That guy cheated and left her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan's with us in Boston. How did technology bust a cheater? Is the question. Hey, Dylan.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your comment?
So, I was at a bunch of my friend, one of my friend's house, right? We had a bunch of people over, and we had all taken a little ecstasy, and I had fallen asleep somehow,
Yeah.
And I woke up, well, I got kicked in my forehead awake by my ex, who was looking through my Facebook. I saw pictures from me and my ex, so I'm sitting there. I got no idea what's going on. All of my friends are laughing at me.
Yeah, they're just rolling.
So that was it was just a rough time.
If a girl hits you up with a kick to the head, you know you've done something.
The thing
real
is,
bad.
When you're rolling a kick to the head, you might be like, "That's kind of pleasant. Could you do that again?"
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Ecstasy makes everything
feel better, even a kick. well, remember I told a story about how someone somewhere used an email of mine as their backup to their Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I got a message saying, "Hey, someone tried to log into your Facebook. Do you want to change the password or whatever?" And I was like, "Oh geez." And remember, I've got like 7 Facebooks because of stupid video games that I've played, right? So I'm like, "Oh, well, someone's hacking my thing. I'm going to go in." I go in and I'm like, "This isn't me. What the hell is this?" I'm like, "I'm trying to figure out what's going on." I click on messages and it's a dude with like 9 different chicks on the go.
Oh yeah,
he's got like he's got a girl. He was just whatever. He was just like a normal college age guy,
right?
Oh, college age guys.
But like he had a girlfriend,
yeah.
And then like 9 other chicks on the go.
It's crazy.
And at least working on him,
of that is.
And it's just crazy because then I messaged him. I was like, dude. You've got my, like, I explained it to him, and then I made a post. I was like, blah, 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 blah. This is going to be gone forever. Oh. And I just killed his page.
Jesus.
But, I mean, I could have just been like.
Oh, his life could have been blown up.
Oh, yeah, just blow it all up.
I just killed the page.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.